Jesus, we just love you. And we just welcome you. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Thank you just for spending time with me this morning. I'm asking, Lord, this time we just want to give back to you. Honor you today. Happy birthday, Jesus. We're asking that you would guide and direct everything that happens today. And what goes on in our hearts, Lord, we just want to open them up and give them as a gift to you and ask you to just have your way. You're incredible. Thank you, Jesus. Just, we're looking for your blessing, as only you can do. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody that's on their way, give them traveling mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, there's a very few of us here, but hey, I don't mean nothing. But I've got this ballot that I've been had for a couple of years. And, well, in a few days, we're going to be celebrating the birth of Christ. And I would like to take a minute to thank the thousands of U.S. servicemen and women, those past and present. It is these brave soldiers who defended our freedom. This was written by a young Marine stationed in Japan. And all he asks is that you give credit to these young men and women. Well, it was the night before Christmas, and he lived all alone in a one-bedroom home made of plaster and stone. I had come down. Okay, thank you. Yes, I had come down the chimney with presents to give. And to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all about. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no present, not even a tree. No stocking on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of all kinds. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dreary. I found this home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly, a soldier lay sleeping. Silent, alone, curled up on a floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was gentle. The room is such a disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read? Curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed. Then I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning, the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought put a tear to my eye, and I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a ruffled voice, "Don't cry, this life is my choice. I fight for freedom, I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core." The soldier rolled over and drifted back to sleep, but I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I don't want to leave that cold, kind of dark day. This guardian of honor, so willing to fight, And the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, sir. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friends. May God bless you this very night. Young men need a recognition, and they get it every year from me. Thank you for freedom.